Well, it's really worrying that the rates are going down because this is a very important test to actually prevent cancer of the cervix. A lot of people think it's to find cancer, but in reality, if you're having regular smears, then we can detect the changes before they become cancer, deal with them, and then you don't have that risk. We have about 3,000 people in the UK die of cervical cancer every year, so it's not that uncommon, but it seems that people are starting to forget how important it is to turn up to have their smear test done. When they do a smear, what they do is use a small soft brush to actually collect the cells from the surface of the cervix. That is then put into some liquid, sent off to the lab, and they look at the appearance of the cells. And what they're looking for are changes in the pattern of the cells, which, if left, will go on to become full-blown cancer. If we find those changes, then typically women will go off and have something called a colposcopy, where they have a much more detailed examination of the cervix, and that can then detect whether there are severe changes leading to cancer or very occasionally cancer. But I would hope most of the time we catch it before it's cancerous. I think it's very important for people to realize that whilst HPV vaccination will significantly drop the risk of getting cancer of the cervix, you still can get it. Unfortunately, not all the cancers are linked to the virus that is immunized against. So people will continue to have the test. I hope that people will not trust just the vaccination, have the test as well, and that maximizes the chances that you're not going to get cancer.